with compliments. Hey, The Hobbit Party. Oregano, basil, and thyme. Written by Mandy Content and read by Alani. Part 1. Would you stop staring? Bilbo hissed, for the fifth time since service had started. He's not about to grow horns! Bofur looked guiltily away from the door and scuttled back over to the tail end of the appetizer prep.
Just checking if you like the amuse-bouche.
Well, Bilbo scowled, we have an entire restaurant to feed, not just Mr. Durin. And Lobelia's in a fine mood tonight, so if I don't keep you at prep, she'll light your tail with a blowtorch, I don't wonder.
She's out plying Mr. Durin with her best wine. Hopefully that'll help.
Bofur dug hastily behind Bombor when Bilbo leveled another glare at him.
Not that the food needs any help.
Bilbo transferred his glare to the kitchen, which instantly picked up into a flurry of activity. Final touches on the sauces for the appetizers. A start on the searing for the mains. Then he blew out a long, loud sigh. Oh, bless it all. If I could have cooked what I wanted.
Still good,
Bombor said blandly, as he put together crisps and almond wafers in precise little towers over the winter salad, quick and deft despite his stubby fingers.
Stop worrying, chef.
This menu is old, Bilbo complained, even as he circled around the bench top to oversee the mains. It was my signature run half a decade ago.
And it's what Lobelia once cooked tonight,
Bombo reminded him, and Bilbo pinched the bridge of his nose. If only I could make some slight variations. Lobelia swept into the kitchen at that point, the broad, warm smile she was wearing settling back into her usual thin line. Everything under control? Everything's under control, Bilbo said, recognizing the warning signs and swallowing the rest of his thoughts. How's the special guest? Quiet. No news is good news, Lobelia said, sweeping the kitchen with another narrow-eyed stare. I'm going to do the rounds. Keep up the good work, and remember, Bilbo, she added sharply when Bilbo started to turn. No variations. Silver spoons done great with the menu it's always had. I hear you, Lobelia, Bilbo said unenthusiastically, and the rest of the service went swimmingly, with everything out on time, no injuries, no complaints. It was drudgery, not cooking. For all that his staff kept sneaking peeks out of the kitchen door to their special guest, Bilbo refused to look. A customer was just a customer after all, however influential his opinion was in social media or whatever it was. Service seemed interminable though, and when it was finally over, and the last customer was out of the door, Bilbo slumped against the countertop and ran a hand over his face. I'm going, he told Bofur shortly, and Bofur glanced at the door to the restaurant, then Bombor and the rest of their staff, then back. Let Lobelia know that I'm tired, if she even asks.
Sure. Take it easy, boss,
Bofur said uncertainly, though he tried to smile.
Look, I'm sure we did great. I'm sure...
Bombor said quietly, his phone in his hand, thumbing at something on the screen, and with his usual cheerful disregard of privacy, Bofur peered over his cousin's shoulder.
Oh, balls.
What? Bilbo blinked at them both, as the rest of the kitchen staff huddled over to look. What happened?
Nothing. Why don't you head on home?
Bofur said ingratiatingly.
Since you're tired and all, eh?
Nothing to see,
Bombor agreed.
Mr. Durin's an ass anyway,
Half-assed agreed, then blinked worriedly when Bofur nudged him sharply in the ribs.
What?
Let me see that, Bilbo said firmly, holding out his hand. Bombor actually held his phone closer to his expansive bulk, shaking his head, but when Bilbo glowered at him, Bombor reluctantly handed the phone over. It was one of the social media programs that Bilbo had never particularly bothered to figure out. A cheerful blue interface with the logo of a small bird. Twitter, was it? He frowned at the screen, which was a scroll of little messages and icons. The one at the top caught his eye. Thorin Durin. At Oakenshield. 10 minutes ago.
Dinner at the Silver Spoon. As trite and uninspired as expected, menu was bland. Chef Baggins rests heavily on old laurels.
What? Bilbo said slowly. Old laurels? Trite and uninspired?
Like Hempel said, he's just an ass. Bofur tried and failed to grab Bomber's phone back from Bilbo. Look, he's just some cranky guy, all right. Can't please anyone.
Some guy with 500,000 followers. Hempel murmured and held up his palms quickly when Bomber prodded him. Sorry! 500,000 people have seen this? Bilbo demanded. That's slander!
Not really. And here, would you just...
Bofur managed to swipe the phone, passing it back to a weary-looking Bomber.
Look, just get some sleep, all right? It's been a long day, and it's just some guy.
This wouldn't have happened if I could have cooked what I wanted.
Maybe so, but what's done is done, Bilbo, Bofur said resignedly.
Maybe if I send this store in person a message on the social media thing?
Twitter,
Hempel helpfully supplied, but ducked his head again at Bilbo's glare. On Twitter, and told him to come back and cook what I wanted to cook.
Lobelia would just force you to cook the usual menu again. Come on, Bilbo. You've known her for years. She's your cousin. What do you think?
True. Bilbo rubbed a palm over his face again and groaned. You're right, he said finally. He's just one person.
That's right,
Bofur said encouragingly and looked to Bomber pointedly for support.
Just one asshole,
Bomber agreed with another glance at his phone.
Whoa.
What? What now?
Looks like that we just got retweeted 500 times.
What? Bilbo echoed blankly. What is a retweet?
It's when people like a tweet,
Hempel mumbled. And kinda choose to post it again on their own timelines for everyone else to see. 500 people? In 10 minutes? Bilbo asked, shocked. Food critics are that popular.
Well, Mr. Durin isn't just a food critic. He's the CEO of Erebor Incorporated. You know, the mining firm?
Hempel wilted under Bilbo's stare.
He's a billionaire. But he's also kinda terminally irascible, which is kinda, you see, very popular on Twitter and such.
So he's a rich man that thinks that being rich and powerful gives him the right to say whatever he wants? Bilbo fished out his own phone from his shirt pocket. Bofur, come here. Install the Twitter on my phone.
It's just Twitter, not the Twitter. And
Bofur hesitated.
Why?
Because if someone's badmouthing me in public, I want to know about it. It took Bofur a few minutes to install the app and set up a new account, and then explain to Bilbo what each function was and how to tweet. Bilbo puzzled it over for a moment more, then pressed the reply arrow to Thorin's tweet.
Chef,
Bofur said cautiously.
Maybe you want to go home and sleep on it before, what are you typing, and...
Bilbo pressed done, and shoved his phone back into his shirt pocket. Now I'm going home, he said, and stalked off. He was due a nice cup of tea, and a good boog, and billionaire amateur food critics and recalcitrant restaurant owners could all go hang themselves, as far as he was concerned. Part 2. Behind him, Bomber checked his phone again, and the grimace that grew on his face prompted Bofur to peek at the screen. Bilbo Baggins, at Chef Bilbo, 1 minute ago. At Oakenshield, wouldn't know good food if it beat him on his overprivileged ass.
Ah, fuck. Bofur sighed. You installed it on his phone,
Bomber said accusingly.
That's like giving the nuclear codes to a 6-year-old with the button pressing issues,
Hempel agreed.
Oh, and who exactly poured oil onto the flames before fanning the hell out of it?
Bofur demanded, even as another tweet scrolled onto the timeline. Thorin Durin, at Oakenshield, 1 minute ago.
Impress me then.
Retweet off, at Chef Bilbo. Buffer took a deep breath and counted to 10.
Oh well,
Bomber said philosophically.
Did you explain to Bilbo what retweet was?
Hefes asked nervously.
Because this is kinda escalating really quickly. Maybe you should call him right now.
He's not picking up,
Buffer said, having already tried to call Bilbo while Hefes was talking.
I've left a message and I've tried to text him. We've got another one,
Bomber said, even as he started to grin at the screen.
Who would have known? The chefs and Hatcherel in a flame war.
Buffer rubbed his eyes. Oh god. Bilbo Baggins, at Chef Bilbo, 1 minute ago. At Oakenshield, should I provide you with a golden tub of caviar deep enough to drown in? Trust that would suit your taste more than real food. Try calling him again, Hefes said worriedly.
I'm trying.
Well, ring his home in a bit, Hefes added, with an uneasy glance at the door to the restaurant. Because once Lobelia gets wind of all this... Thorin Durin, at Oakenshield, 1 minute ago.
At Chef Bilbo. If that's the extent of your culinary imagination, I can't say that I'm surprised.
Ooh, burn! Hefes whistled, then ducked his head guiltily at a glare from Bofor. Hey, you installed the app.
I'm the sous chef.
Bofor threw up his hands.
I assist the head chef. How was I to know that he would promptly declare Twitter war too, eh? His ma used to be in the special forces, I heard,
Bomber said sagely.
It's probably in his blood.
That makes no sense whatsoever,
Bomber growled, even as he logged into Twitter on his own phone and followed Bilbo's new account, just in time to see another message pop up.
Oh god, for the love of everything, Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins, at Chef Bilbo, 1 minute ago. Try me, asshole. First bag and place, tomorrow, 6 p.m. Don't be late. If you can manage that.
Did he just post his home address on Twitter?
Bomber asked out loud, with the hushed tone of a man watching a train wreck in slow motion.
Lobelia is going to be so pissed,
Buffer said gloomily.
Might even blame me too, come to think of it.
Well, Hefes said hopefully. Maybe Thorin will think that Bilbo's planning his murder and won't show up. Because I'm not entirely certain that Bilbo won't murder him. With chef knives. And turn him into a meat pie. At Bofor's horrified stare, Hefes added defensively. I saw that in a movie once. Thorin Durin, at Oakenshield. 1 minute ago.
At Chef Bilbo. Fine. I don't expect to be inspired.
Ah, hell. Bofor sighed.
Hefes, maybe you're right.
He continued, just as Lobelia burst into the kitchen, her lips curled into a snare. Where's Bilbo? Part 3. Thorin was 15 minutes late and counting. No, I haven't killed him, Bilbo said, phone pinned between shoulder and cheek, as he tasted the soup. The bloody bastard chicken, ow, that's all.
Lobelia's still hopping mad,
Bofor said over the phone, sounding doubtful.
But I think if you call her and come over and apologize, she'll calm down some and change her mind.
Bomber's doing fine, isn't he? Bilbo asked, his tone edged. Just keep going with normal service. This is personal.
I think that's what she's afraid of. Not just her. Us too.
I don't care. And I'll do fine. Now get back to work, chef, Bilbo said, more gently. I promise I won't stab him with a steak knife or sprinkle arsenic over his amuse bouche or whatever you're afraid of.
What about stabbing him with your chef knife?
Bofor asked, though there was a grin in his voice.
Well, good luck.
Bilbo was midway to typing a snide tweet on his phone when a loud rapping on his door nearly made him drop his phone in shock. He threaded his way past the living room to the door, undoing the security chain and opening the door with a scowl. You're late, he began sharply, just as the rest of his retort died and said. Standing on his doorstep was a tall man, broad-shouldered and stunningly handsome, with thick black hair to his shoulders, a trimmed beard,
and expressive eyes under a heavy furrowed brow. Thorin was dressed in a navy coat over a sharply cut cold suit, his shirt collar pressed to knife edges against his throat.
"Your place is in the middle of a bloody maze,"
the man retorted.
"Well, are you going to let me in?"
Bilbo's temper flared, saving him from further embarrassment. "Thorin Durin?"
"Why, who were you expecting? The fucking queen?"
"This is going to be such a lovely dinner," Bilbo drawled, though he stepped aside and let Thorin into his mother's house. Thorin swept the house with a steely glance, then followed him to the kitchen where a single-place setting had been set up at the table, within view of the stone benchtop.
"As long as it actually is a good dinner,"
Thorin retorted, as he draped his suit and coat over the back of his chair.
"Well," Bilbo snapped back, "it will be a bloody good dinner. Whether you can actually appreciate it will be something else altogether. Here," he added grumpily, as he took a small platter of the amuse-bouche and set it in front of Thorin, along with a glass of water. "Croquette. Crispy chicken skin with Indian spices, a homemade chips and hummus. Amuse-bouche." Thorin narrowed his eyes, picking up one of the small croquettes and, after a moment's hesitation, Verbibo added irritably, "I didn't salt it with rat poison, if that's what you're thinking," popped it into his mouth. His eyebrows rose. Deciding that he couldn't care less whether Thorin really did like his dinner or not, Bilbo turned back to his pans, sautéing diced onions and capsicum with olive oil and butter. The mushroom soup was ready just as Thorin was finished with the amuse-bouche. And although Thorin was silent as Bilbo presented the soup with sprigs of dill and dabs of candied walnut on the foam surface, his lip curled, not quite a smile, not quite a grimace.
"Well, fuck you too,"
Bilbo thought, as he said crisply, "mushroom soup. Another amuse-bouche."
"You and your too handsome face. Some people have all the luck."
Thorin was still unnervingly quiet during the appetizer, a rosemary smoked organic egg, presented in one of his mom's old egg cups, accompanied by garden peas, fairy rings, and bellota. Bilbo had been quite proud of this one when he had thought of it, and it was a little irritating and depressing to see Thorin frown to himself as he scooped his first teaspoon of the smoked egg out of the shell. Maybe Bilbo was losing his touch. He tossed the drained pasta into the pan until it was thoroughly coated with garlic oil and pepper flakes, then tossed it in parsley and parmesan, and did a taste. Simple, but his absolute favorite at present to make at home. Bilbo curled the pasta deftly on a plate with a pair of chopsticks, then presented it with a garnish of more parmesan.
"Too simple,"
Bilbo worried for a moment, as Thorin glanced at the spaghetti in mild surprise. He had made the pasta by hand just before, and that was definitely a strangled groan. From Thorin, at the first forkful of pasta, eyes closed, cheeks growing a little flushed, and, well, that was good for the ego. And other bits. Try not to blush, but probably failing, Bilbo busied himself cleaning used plates and prepping for dessert. The tension that had choked the air when Thorin had first sat down seemed to have ebbed, and now Bilbo was a little more than uncomfortably aware of how small, cozy, he would have put it, his home was, compared to wherever Thorin probably lived, and how rather unprofessional his temper tantrum had been, at how silly it had all turned out. Swallowing a sigh, Bilbo quenelled a scoop of cucumber ice cream, dusting it in desiccated herbs, pushing it to Thorin when Thorin had finished chasing the dregs of the pasta sauce on his plate with his spoon. "Palate cleanser," Bilbo said, a little numbly, and this time, Thorin frowned at him. Startled, Bilbo blinked, but Thorin had already started to eat, cautiously at first, then with more gusto, as he got used to the unusual but refreshing flavor. And Bilbo carefully stacked the plates in the sink, then started to quenelle a scoop of his homemade dark chocolate ice cream.
5 textures of chocolate,"
Bilbo said at last, setting the bowl on the table, then added, out of habit, "coffee or tea?"
"That's all right,"
Thorin said neutrally, pulling the bowl over to himself, and Bilbo sat down at the table to watch, folding his arms over the antique wood.
Thorne had a curiously methodical way of eating, it seemed. First, he tried a little of everything. Then he ate from right to left, bit by bit, and was rather cute, in a way. If Thorin could be said to be cute. Now that service was over, Bilbo found that he didn't regret it after all. He'd done his best, for good or for ill, and he had cooked what he loved. Even the resentment and anger he had felt over Thorin's snide comments had faded, between one course and the next. Finally, Thorin pushed the bowl aside and wiped his mouth with a napkin.
"Why didn't you serve all this yesterday?"
he asked, his tone still neutral. "The owner decided the menu yesterday." Bilbo shrugged, then added sharply, "But what I did serve yesterday was still good."
"It wasn't like this,"
Thorin shrugged.
"Tell the owner to serve this instead."
"So it was good." Thorin's mouth quirked up into a wry and utterly enchanting smile. It softened the severity of his jaw, somehow making him even more handsome.
"I concede, chef. I've eaten at establishments all over the world. This was still an unexpected journey, and one that was most welcome."
Bilbo tried not to blush again, though this time it probably didn't work. "Thanks."
"And should you manage to change the menu at the Silver Spoon,"
Thorin added,
"I'll be a far more frequent visitor."
"Unfortunately," Bilbo said, still a little dazed by the gracefulness of Thorin's praise, "I'm not working there any longer. Had a little disagreement with the owner this morning," he added when Thorin frowned again.
Over
tonight, if you really must know. She wanted me to issue you a public apology and invite you back to the Silver Spoon. I refused and things..."
"Escalated,"
Thorin asked, a little dryly. "You could say that."
"I'm sorry to have cost you your job."
"Oh, it was coming anyway," Bilbo cut in. "Don't worry about it. Tonight was a pleasure."
"It was a privilege, for me,"
Thorin said, and looked a little thoughtful.
"If you're looking for employment..."
"I'm fine, thanks," Bilbo said quickly. I needed a break, anyway."
"Then at least allow me to help you with the dishes."
Part 4. Somehow, helping with the dishes had turned into breaking out a bottle of wine, and then things had escalated. Again. Bilbo wasn't even sure how it had started. The less he remembered, he was talking about something completely unrelated, and then Thorin had leaned over to kiss him, tentative and quick, and Bilbo's self-control had lumbered downhill from there. They had left a line of scattered clothes from the kitchen to the bedroom, hands hungry on each other, rough. Thorin's coat in the living room, and Bilbo's socks in the doorway of his little study, trousers and shirts and everything else in between, until Thorin was spinning Bilbo to the bed, all breathless gasps between his kisses.
"God,"
Thorin was hissing.
"You're perfect. How can you look like this and cook the way you do?"
"What is that supposed to mean?" Bilbo demanded suspiciously, but Thorin kissed him again, nipping on his lower lip this time, then sucking Bilbo's tongue into his mouth when Bilbo moaned. Thorin kissed with a hunger that seemed to try to burn itself into Bilbo's skin, a rough passion that had seemed entirely missing much of the night before, save where it showed in Thorin's temper, and God help him, but Bilbo loved it. He was dazed by the time Thorin let up, mouth as he swollen as Bilbo's, and smirking at whatever he saw on Bilbo's face, kissing Bilbo's brow when Bilbo started to frown, then tracing a jagged line with his mouth and tongue down Bilbo's body, panting as he went, as though tasting a feast rather than Bilbo's admittedly rounded form. Thorin made Bilbo giggle as he dabbed his tongue into Bilbo's navel, then laughed as he nipped at Bilbo's flank, groaned as Thorin nosed his way lower, past Bilbo's thickening cock, to lap one of Bilbo's tightening balls into his mouth to suck lightly. Oh, Christ! At Bilbo's strangled, "Jesus, Mother of God!" Thorin let out a low and muffled laugh, rubbing his beautiful, tapered fingers off Bilbo's thighs, encouraging Bilbo to spread his legs wider, The bristling rub of Thorin's beard against Bilbo's thighs felt divine, and the strangled moan that Thorin made as he licked up Bilbo's cock to taste the tip was never going to let Bilbo look at Thorin and food in the same way ever again. Billionaire mining magnate or not, Thorin sucked cock like he did it every day of his life and liked it. Sure and thorough and absolutely unashamedly hungry for it, groaning again when he took Bilbo's cock down his tight and clenching throat and getting his hand greedily on the rest. With that mouth stretched pink over his cock, Bilbo fought a losing battle with his self-control, stuffing his knuckles into his mouth to stifle his own cries. Try not to buck, even as a large hand settled on his hip and squeezed teasingly, with just a hint of Thorin's strength. God. Thorin! Oh God, Thorin! Oh God! Bilbo keened, ecstasy like a tide within him that swept away reason and shame alike, until he was screaming Thorin's name, arched and pinned by Thorin's strength. And cries, but Thorin was swallowing, just as greedily as before, massively muffling a moan of his own as he did so. Else, his hand dropping from Bilbo's cock to between his own thighs, until Thorin let up with a gasp from softening flesh, his own eyes glazed with pleasure, his breaths quickening into a hitch, then slowing all at once. "Who'd have helped you with that?" Bilbo noted, when they were lying on his narrow bed, catching their breaths. The single bed was too cramped for this. Bilbo was pinned against the wall, Thorin's arm tucked under him, his chin squashed a little awkwardly between Thorin's shoulder and the pillow.
"Maybe next time."
Thorin smiled at him, that wry and gorgeously a smile that lit up his eyes.
"I'd like it to work for me."
No. Bilbo yawned. He laughed when Thorin tensed up and continued. "You're really cute and all, but I don't think I want to work for anyone for a while."
"I'll double whatever you're earning at the Silver Spoon, and you'll have creative control."
"Restaurant?"
"Whatever it is that you want to open, I don't care. I'll supply the capital, premises, whatever's needed."
"I'll think about it," Bilbo said, just to see Thorin start to frown. "After you apologize on Twitter." Thorin snorted.
"I'll mention that tonight's dinner was incredible, but I stand by my comments on the Silver Spoon."
"All right, then I'm not working for you."
"That's blackmail."
"All's fair," Bilbo retorted, though he did lean up to brush a kiss against Thorin's temple. "In love and war, especially where food is concerned. Let me think about it," he relented and said. Then Thorin seemed about to object again. "Come by tomorrow. Tea is at 4.
"I'll be here,"
Thorin said, and pressed a kiss of his own over the edge of Bilbo's mouth. The end. Recorded as part of Fandom Trump's Hate 2025 for Daisy. Hi Daisy, hope you enjoyed this and that it was worth the wait. Also, thank you for requesting a fic as fun as this one. This was a delight to work on. I love narrating the whole Twitter exchange
And while I'm recording this message before editing, I can just see that, editing that part and adding little flourishes is also going to be so much fun. So, thank you! A little anecdote about one of the voices in this for Hamfest. So, because I'm Boo Boo the Fool and don't read tags, I wasn't quite sure if Hamfest in this fic is Gatha or if that's Hamfest Gardener. So while I was recording the fic, I first read him as Gatha, and then he seemed to be so with it in regards to social media and stuff that I was like, oh no, it's probably the younger one. So his voice kind of changed after the first line or two he has. I hope it's not too noticeable. And then I actually went to read the tags, and he's tagged as half as the senior. So, whoops! I decided not to re-record it anyway, because I don't have a voice for either of them, so I figured it's fine. Anyway, I hope you liked it. I hope everybody liked it. As always, don't forget to stretch, drink some water, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!